The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 13th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In Matthew's Gospel, both Jesus and his disciples sow the seed of God's word by proclaiming the good news that the kingdom of heaven is near. Now, in a memorable parable, Jesus explains why this good news produces different results in those who hear. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there, while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone with ears listen. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. This is what was sown on the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet such a person has no root, but endures only for a while. And when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, that person immediately falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Congregation may be seated as we continue with the children's message. Children, please come forward for the children's message.
Hey guys, look this way. I need your help this morning. Oops. Okay. I got a question for you this morning. Did you know that Pastor Muhlbrett is a gardener? Did you know he was a gardener? Do you know what a gardener is? What's a gardener? Okay, he plants things, doesn't he? Well, I noticed this morning there aren't any flowers, and I decided we need to plant a garden right here for Pastor Muhlbrett. What do you think? Okay, help me. Let's spread this out. Come on. Gotta help me. We've gotta prepare our garden. Okay. And here are some seeds. So let's plant our garden. This is for Pastor Muhlbrett. Take some seeds. Okay, let's put it in our garden. There you go. Macy, you want to plant some seeds? All done. Do you think next week we'll have a lovely garden? Why are you laughing? Why won't we have a lovely garden? What's wrong with it? No water. I have seeds. What's missing? What's missing?
Sun.
Sun? Yes, when the lights go out, it's dark. No sun. Anything else missing? Come on. But we said water, sun,
air.
I think there'll be air.
Soil.
The soil is missing.
Good soil.
Really good soil. in our lessons this morning and the prayers, it talked about the seeds and it talked about the good soil. Jesus also told his disciples and the people who were listening to him that in order for these seeds to grow and flourish, there had to be good soil. Now, who's the good soil? We are. We are the soil. And if we are going to be good soil and produce good things, then we have to listen. And Jesus said, listen carefully. We need to listen to Pastor Muhlbrad, intern Sarah, our Sunday school teachers, our parents. And then when we do the good things that we hear, we become the good soil that makes things grow. Isn't that neat? Okay, so this week, what are we going to be?
Good soil.
Good soil. All right. Go, there was a hymn. There's a hymn in our blue hymnal, and I lost the page. So I think I can remember some of it. Let us pray. Lord, let my heart be good soil, so that I may do good things for you. Amen. Thank you for coming up here.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. You reap what you sow. How many times have we heard this phrase? It makes us responsible for each seed that is sown. It makes us the only factor of whether there is a good crop or a bad crop. That is often how we think of the Christian life, and based on my success this morning, I'd like to thank God that that's not true. But it is not how we think about farming or gardening. Can you even imagine what that logic would look like? The farmer or gardener would blame themselves for any mistakes, birds that ate the seeds, dry ground, plants with weak roots, and each thorn, weed, or rock would be their fault. But farmers and gardeners, as I have learned from some of you this year, do not suffer with the illusion of control. That is what the parable of the sower says to us today. It took me a little while to process the parable. I thought, okay, where is the human in all this? The seed is the seed of faith, and the plant is the faith that has developed. My first thought was that we are the fruit that comes from the plant. But then I finally realized what the parable was saying. We are the soil. We do not like to think of our faith life this way. We want to do. That is the culture we are from. We want to participate in our faith life and control it. But we are not even the sower who has no illusion of control over where all the seeds land. The sower is God. So what does God do for us in our faith life? When I thought about this question, it occurred to me that I had recently spent a lot of time with youth and children. Earlier this week, I was at Camp Chrysalis with the confirmation students. When I was there, I thought about the different ways that we nurture our youth as Christians. One example would be music. The campers were taught a number of songs about Christ, which included scripture put to music. The campers listened, and as soil receives nutrients, they received the gospel in that music. One day, they were playing games and a series of secular pop songs played on the radio. All of a sudden, I heard the song, which is catchy at first and then makes me say, oh no. I thought, really, they are playing this right now? But it was not the camp, it was the radio, and I pay much more attention to lyrics than most people. So I tried to hop up on the stage and explain what the song was about before the most foul line was played. But I missed it. I managed to get the song changed before it was over, but the line had already been sung. Then a revelation came upon me. It did not really matter. In one way it does, because music is powerful. In another way it does not, because God does not stop planting seeds of faith. Nutrients do not stop coming to those seeds to help them grow into fruit-bearing plants. And some secular songs are not going to affect the strong Christian roots of those youth who are the good soil in which the seeds of faith have been planted. Our confirmands here at St. Paul's are that good soil. I saw many examples of this during camp, but there was one particular example that touched my heart. The boys made new friends at camp with everyone whom they encountered. One of these friends was a boy with a condition that caused him to act differently. Some of the youth turned away from him. Our youth treated him with love and respect. When they needed to, they would be silent, but they did not reject him. They embraced him as an equal person with worth and value. For every meal, this boy chose to sit next to our youth. For most activities, he wanted to be near them. The good soil of our confirmation students was not created at camp. It was not tilled in a day or nurtured with one pair of hands. Each day, God has given them nutrients which they have received because they are good soil. This is not simply the result of human work. The reason we can be good soil for God's seeds of faith is shown in Paul's letter to the Romans that we read today. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. We have heard the word and received it because God has given it to us. We have understood it because Christ died for us that we may understand it. There was a man recently let out of prison because he was mentally handicapped. He had twice gone into others' homes and stolen money, no more than pocket change. The last time he stole, he took a television. We know that a crime is a crime, but not when you are mentally handicapped. This man was heavily abused as a child by his grandmother who raised him. As she raised him and he grew up into adulthood, he was often homeless. While he was in the court being accused, he put a blanket over his head. This is how helpless each of us were, not are, but were, in the justification of our sins. Before Christ came and took our sins away, he wiped our slates clean, and we were born again in him. This is why we can be good soil. This is why the children in the learning garden, even the littlest ones, can learn the morning prayer song. This is why they can learn that God loves them and that they are safe away from home, even when they can barely speak. They can learn these things for the same reason that their teachers teach them about God, because God has given us, the soil, the opportunity to sprout plants and bear fruit from the seeds of faith. You reap what you sow. Yes, this phrase is true, but not for the reason that we think. See, God is the sower. We are just the soil. We sow nothing as the soil, so we reap nothing as the soil. God is the one who sows, and so God is the one who reaps what he sows. When we are ready to be reaped at the end of our lives, God will come for us and delight in the fruitful harvest that has come forth from the seeds of faith that he has scattered everywhere. He will look at us and be joyful that his son Jesus, with his own sweat and blood, worked hard to till the ground and take out the weeds and rocks. He gave nutrients to the soil, which is us, and watered it. Yet even he who dedicated everything he had to this planting could not control the factors of the world that took some of the seeds away and caused some of the plants to die. But how many more he has made to live? Remember that your flesh is dust, it is soil, and to it you shall return. But your soul, your spirit, the part of you beyond the flesh that was created in your baptism, is wed to the Spirit of Christ, who has made you good. You will be good soil for his seed of faith forever, and you shall always sprout fruitful plants for his mission. Amen.